Nolte, Alan Dershowitz offers to sue Rosie O'Donnell for smearing Trump as serial pedophile rapist. By John Nolte on September 8, 2025. Legendary attorney Alan Dershowitz has offered to sue Rosie O'Donnell over her false claims about President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Last week, O'Donnell, who appears to be suffering a slow-motion psychological breakdown after self-deporting to Ireland, used the disgraced Jim Acosta's podcast to smear our two-term president. When asked why Trump's name appears multiple times in the Epstein files, she said this. "We do know why. We all know why. He paid $1 billion to Jeffrey Epstein over the time of their friendship. $1 billion. He wrote in his birthday book, 'Here's to all the secrets.' If this were an Angela Lansbury murder," she wrote, "people would be, 'It's too obvious. He is guilty as sin. Before he brings more troops into Chicago and harasses more brown-skinned people. Before he breaks more of the Constitution apart. Before he starts having people get killed, we have to do something about him, America. It's time for every person with a platform to speak out about it. Now or never." She wasn't done with her lies and unhingery. "Wake up. Wake up. Our president is a serial pedophile rapist. And that's what he is." During a Sunday Newsmax appearance, Dershowitz, who once served as Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer, said of O'Donnell's claim about the $1 billion, "He didn't pay $1 billion to Jeffrey Epstein. I was Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer. I know about the relationship between Trump and Epstein. It ended early on in time. I've seen many of the records," he said. "There's nothing to inculpate Trump in any way." "Of course she could be sued," he said of O'Donnell. "There was malice there. And I would be happy to help sue Rosie O'Donnell. She is a despicable liar and defamer of people. And she shouldn't be allowed to get away with it." He added, "You know, she's now moved out of the country. She hates America, she hates American politicians, and she ought to be sued." Then he made this offer: "I hope she is sued, and I volunteer pro bono to help out anybody who wants to sue Rosie O'Donnell on behalf of the president." "Rosie O'Donnell is not above the law and the president's not below the law," he continued. "He has the right to sue for defamation if he can demonstrate malice. And I think the malice in this case is very clear. And she just is lying through her teeth because she hates Donald Trump. So she's willing to make up stories. That's not what the First Amendment was designed to protect. It was not designed to protect people who make up false stories." Dershowitz was not only Epstein's attorney, but he also successfully sued to clear his own name in the Epstein scandal. For 7 years, he lived under the dark cloud of a false accusation until the accusation was finally retracted in 2022. As my colleague Joel Polak pointed out at the time, Dershowitz was one of the few men accused of sexual misconduct during the #MeToo era who defended himself vigorously, both in court and in the media. Rosie O'Donnell might want to think seriously about retracting her lies and apologizing. She pulled that billion-dollar claim right out of her hippo ass. And as Dershowitz makes clear, it was neither a joke nor a mistake. Rather, it was a blatant and conscious act of character defamation born of malice, which meets a legal standard for defamation that is already too high. "Even when Dershowitz was a Democrat in good standing, I was glad he was out there working. His intellectual honesty was always on display, as was his principled stand on constitutional rights. He hasn't changed. The left and the Democrat Party are what changed. He's still the guy fighting the establishment to protect everyone's rights, even if it is for a murderer like O.J. Simpson, a creep like Epstein, or someone as universally loathed, at the time, as Klaus von Bülow. Everyone deserves a defense, and there is no better way to make that point than through the defense of the worst of the worst. Once we allow the state to take away someone's rights based on current public opinion or the latest popularity polls or, heaven forbid, media coverage, we will all lose our rights." If Dershowitz does find someone with standing to sue on Trump's behalf, the fake media will write story after story using unnamed legal experts to say the lawsuit is baseless. But I'll bet Dershowitz wins, just like Trump did against CBS News and ABC News. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.